When you were a child then, this is before the Second World War, how far away did you roam from the house in Powell Street?
Not very far. All was within Woodlesford, down to the canal side, which we weren't supposed to do, but we used to sneak down there. Up at the wreck, where Northwood Falls is, there was a stackyard there, where Hearst Farm, and we weren't allowed to go in there, but we did, because there was two haystacks and you could play. You could have a lot of fun round the haystacks and you could play hide and seek, which was all we did. The remainder of the houses that they'd pulled down, they'd left. So facing the wreck was a house with an upstairs that had no wall on it at all. So we could go in it, go upstairs and throw the cans out from upstairs, you know, and be quite safe. So we played an awful lot in the wreck. And of course there was all the swings and roundabouts in there as well.
And when you're talking about the wreck, where was that precisely?
Where Northwood Falls is now. It was like the park. It was where the school played football there. The football pitch was there.
So do you remember going to the feast that came to the village?
Yeah, but it wasn't on. It was on the top part of the park. And later on it was at the side where the slides are now.
And what was the feast like? What was in
it? It was only small. Exactly the same. Roll a penny. Swings, roundabouts, boats, and it was only small. And we never had any money to spend. My mum used to say, I don't know why we're going round here because we haven't got any money. We could have one penny. That was it. So if it ran down and got you tuppence, you were lucky.
Did you ever go on holiday?
The only time I can remember going on holiday, during the war. Prior to that, I can never remember going anywhere. But during the war, my dad's friend in the war was an artificer, and he lived in Birmingham. So he could never go home on a 24-hour pass or a 48-hour pass. He didn't have time. So he always came home with my dad and stayed with us. And his wife started writing to my mum and said, he has had such good memories of staying with you. Why don't you come and stay with us? It'll be a change. So we went to Birmingham for 2 weeks holiday. Tell anybody to think you're mad. And it was when Birmingham had been blitzed, and we went round Coventry Cathedral, and we went round, and that's clearly in my memory. That was the highlight of that holiday, and going round to see the damage done, which we'd never have seen anywhere else. You know, houses still half up, and there was a piano hanging out of one. Nobody had bothered to push it back in to make sure it didn't fall out. But things like that, you don't forget, do you?
How did you get to Birmingham?
We went by train, and my brother was sick all the way. My mother spent the whole of the journey in the toilet. I sat in the corridor because it was full of troops. The train was packed full of troops. There were no seats. I sat on our case, and my mum spent the whole of the journey because Jeff was sick, because we'd never been on any transport. So he was sick all the time.
And did you start the journey from Woodlesford station?
Yes. I can just remember getting on a train.
And did you go on the train from Woodlesford into Leeds when you were in
town? I think we must have done.
But you can't remember?
Can't remember. But we very, very rarely went shopping anywhere, only in Woodlesford. And if we went to Rothwell, we had to walk. And if we went to Hunslet, we had to walk. There wasn't a bus to Hunslet. So my grandma used to take me. And then there was a bus, eventually there was a bus to Wakegate. And then you could walk from Wakegate and do your shopping. So my grandma used to take me there.
What did your mum do when you were growing up?
I can't remember her ever working. She didn't work when we lived in Leeds. So presumably she didn't work when we lived in Woodlesford. She cleaned the brigadier's offices where we worked. We lived on the top floor.
Did you help your mum with running errands to the shops?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. Well, there was the, we used to call it the everything shop at the top. Because it was a house shop. You went in the house and he served you from the house, whatever you wanted. At the top of the streets.
Which street?
The end of the, I think it was Robert Street. The very top one. And they called them Collins, the name. Coming down there was the off-licence. Opposite there was a shop that was a butcher's for so long and it was a florist for so long. Further down there was a cobbler's. Further down still there was the fish shop. The end of French Street and Clement Street was a shop that became a house. They knocked it through. The family was so big in French Street that they closed that side and made it into a through house. where the Moore family lived.
So that's just Midland Street that's you're talking about?
Yeah. All and, those were in Midland Street.
And what about on Aberford Road itself?
Well, there were very... The Quot was there, although it did close and go away. It's back again, but it's in the same place. And the fish shop is in the same place. And the bakery is the same. And there was a drapery down at the bottom. It's a house now, but it was Gibbs' shop. There was Downs and Bingham's here, which is the hairdresser now. So they're pretty much all in the same place. The one on where Cooper's house was a little wooden shop where I can't think of her name, and she lived in here. She had the shop anyway, and she sold sweets at one side. And you always, when you look through the window of the shop, if anything moved, it had a ring where it used to be. So if anything moved in the window, you knew somebody had moved it because the ring left behind. Yeah.
What can you remember about going to school then?
Well, the teacher's name was Miss Stowe, and we were, of course, three. So we had to go in the morning. We had to come home for lunch, down the thing and back up again. And then we had to have a sleep in the afternoon. And yesterday, we were only talking to somebody. Somebody said yesterday, well, do you remember those beds we used to have to sleep on in the afternoon that we didn't sleep on because we didn't want to go to sleep? But they were always there. You always had to lie down.
Were the teachers quite strict with you?
Reasonably. Acceptably. Yes. Yeah. And when I was, I'd be 12, I was in the top class, the headmaster's class, and my brother came in, and the headmaster said, come in, what do you want, you know, and he said, please, sir, my teacher says, please, can our Sylvia come and play the piano for us? We didn't have, our teacher had left and gone to live in London. So he said, Sylvia, do you want to go play the piano? So I said, yes, please. So he said, well, off you go then. And we sang Drink to Me Only, I can always remember. And she said, would you like to play for us regularly? You know, if we could go back to having a singing lesson. And I said, I'd love to, if Mr. Wright will let me. So she said, oh, I'll have a word with Mr. Wright. And so I said, but I don't know all the songs. I know them to sing, but I don't know them to play. So I'll have to come in and practice. She says, well, you know what time I come to school in the morning? My auntie and uncle were the caretakers. So she says, you can come in any time you want, and at playtime, I'll lock you in, then nobody will pester you. So my playtimes were spent practising the piano for the next lesson, and I did that twice a week for them. Then one day she said, do you think we could have a hymn lesson? So I said, oh, yeah, we'll have a hymn book. So we got a hymn book, and we started doing hymn lessons. Then the other teacher said, would you come and play for us for a lesson? I said, I don't mind playing for that. I did no schoolwork at all. I went from one class to the other to play. And then we added country dancing on.
And how old were you when you started to learn the piano?
Probably about 10, I think. I think I'd be about 10 when I started learning the piano.
And where did you learn?
She came to the house. She lived opposite the school, Mrs. Davy. She lived opposite the school next to Edwin Taylor's farm.
And who was she then?
She was just a local lady. Her husband was a superintendent at chapel.
And she taught you the piano?
Yeah.
And where did you have a piano at home then?
Yes, yeah, and she came on a Friday night to give us a lesson. 1 and 6 pence for a lesson.
And were your parents musical?
Well, my mum always was in a choir. I can always remember my mum being in a choir at chapel. And Lorna and I were always in the same choir. We were in the junior choir. Then when we were old enough, we moved up into the senior choir. And my mum, when they went to live in Wetherby eventually, my mum was in the Wetherby Ladies' Choir. So she'd always sung.
But it must have been quite expensive for your parents to get a piano for you when you were a child.
My mum, I can remember my mum saying, she got my dad's wage on a Friday night and went straight to the place where she'd bought it from with half a crown. That was the weekly payment for the piano.
And they bought it especially for you, did they?
No, they bought it because my dad played the piano. My grandma had a piano. Oh. So out where that comes in money-wise, I don't know, because my grandma lived in, as I said, in French Street, and she had a piano because that's where my dad lived.
And can you remember your dad playing the piano
for
you?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely.
What kind of things did he play?
We've still got all his old music here. All the things that I still play now, you know, all the old songs.
Like what?
Well, all the old war songs especially, and the pieces like Rose Dreams and the ones that my mum sung, all the songs that my mum would sing, you know, they eventually they became war songs. God send you back to me and God keep you. And all those kind of songs were very popular. Now then, God send you back to me over the mighty sea and guide me once more to you. It was lovely. And I still play these down here now.
Did you go to church?
I went to chapel always during the war. They had a girl-friendly society at church. But in order to be in the GFS, you had to go to church. But you only had to go once a month. So we used to go to the once a month the service at church for half an hour, come straight out and go straight across the road and go to chapel to qualify. And I mean, I still go to chapel now. It's still the same chapel, you know.
So did you go on trips with the Girls' Friendly Society?
I don't remember going on any at all. I think it was all in the village. Whatever went off, it was in the village.
And what was the Girls' Friendly Society about? What kind of things
did you
do?
Well, we used to do plays and we used to have a glee club. And you know, there you see, we're back to music again. And just the things, it was the same as the Scouts, and it was the girls.
And what's a glee club? I don't understand.
Where you all go to sing. So we used to sit around the piano and all sing all the kind of songs that that they chose, you know. Yeah, just ditties and things like that, yeah.